96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. The class of 2016 is just weeks away from taking the big walk across stage. After years of studying, planning, and preparing for life's next move, millions of college students, including those right here at Howard University, will graduate. And tonight, we talk to Howard University President Dr. Wayne Frederick about the class of 2016 and what's ahead for the new college students and so much more. He joins me in studio. Lines are open. If you have a question for Dr. Frederick at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Certainly you can comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldFisherWHUR or follow us on Twitter at DailyDrumWHUR. Dr. Frederick, good to see you again. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about the big headlines that actually came out last week. There are a couple of things that came out. But first, the big deal, President Obama is going to be the commencement speaker. How did you pull that off?
With great difficulty, but certainly worth, you know, all the effort to get him here in his last term of office. I thought it would be, you know, a historic moment to have him speak to our 2016 graduating class. And so I'm really pleased that President Obama has decided to join us for commencement, as well as the accommodations that, you know, he and his White House staff are making to make this happen.
Mm-hmm. Was it hard? I mean, was it really hard to get him to come in, or, you know, was this part of a negotiation? How did that work? Did you have to jump the fence? Did you have to go through the Secret Service to get him to come in?
Yeah, I mean it was hard in the sense of, you know, he's doing three commencements. Just to put it in perspective, we've got over 3,000 higher ed institutions in the country. So from that perspective, it's extremely special that he has decided to speak at Howard's commencement. I mean, that's the perspective. If you do it by percentage, that's, you know, it's almost less than a 0.1%.
And the only one in the D.C. metro.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
You want parents to know that tickets for that day are a really big deal.
Yeah. In the past, we've afforded each student four tickets, and then we've had open seating in the bleachers. We will still afford every graduating senior four tickets. We have to ticket the entire event for security purposes, and I'll put out a fairly comprehensive announcement on Wednesday as to how tickets can be obtained for the rest of the seating on the upper quadrangle. But I want people to be cognizant of the fact that only 15,000 people can be accommodated on the upper quadrangle. So if you do the math, you have over 2,000, you know, we're expecting probably as many as 2,250 grads. You give each of them four tickets as well. You can see the numbers escalate fairly quickly. You close to 10,000, and then you have the faculty. You're going to accommodate, you know, other guests of the students as well. The graduating seniors will have an opportunity to request other tickets, and we'll have an allotment, but we also have to make accommodations for staff and, you know, the spouses of faculty members or significant others of faculty members as well. And then obviously alumni donors and other supporters of the university. So it's difficult. So to accommodate everyone, we're also going to have satellite seating as well.
Satellite, how's that going to work?
And so we're going to set up various areas around the campus where we live stream the event as well. So again, people can be on campus. They can immediately get to their graduating seniors and loved ones, you know, after for events that may take place after as well. So we'll also have that accommodation as well. And we'll give priority to the rest of the seating, to the graduating seniors and their family. But again, we have to be reasonable about what we're going to do. So after distributing those four tickets, I don't anticipate everybody We have 4 family members, but I also don't anticipate that everybody, we can accommodate 10 to 15 family members as well. So I hope that everybody will be understanding. And a lot of this we have to do because of the security constraints, as you can imagine, with having the President of the United States there.
And it certainly is an historic event added to security and the tickets. And so don't lose your tickets when you get them, certainly.
Yeah, we agree. Hold on to them. This is a very serious security matter as well that we recognize. And so we really want to conduct ourselves in a manner that is appropriate for the circumstance that we have set up. We have accommodated the President on campus before. As the sitting president, and that was last year, April, you know, and so we're very familiar with the protocol, and we intend to follow it very strictly.
Well, in fact, it's going to be a great day. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, talking to Howard University President Dr. Wayne Frederick about the class of 2016 and other education headlines. Let's go to Roberta, calling from Maryland. Roberta, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Oh, I just want to congratulate our president and also ask 2 questions. One, will there be external viewing places and other facilities on campus because of the crowd that it may draw? And secondly, is there going to be a list of students who need financial support? And if so, where do we find that list and how do we get help to the students this year like last year?
Right.
I'm really proud of our commencement. I'm sorry I won't be there. I congratulate. He started at Howard for his election, and he's in there. It has full circle. That is so powerful. And thank you, President.
Thank you very much. And thank you very much for your support. I'll start with your latter question first.
Okay.
We do have a Gift a Senior campaign that's presently on. If you go to our website at howard.edu, you can find information as to where you can support those students and donate to those potential graduates for 2016 who we're still trying to get over the line, and that would be very much appreciated. So I certainly thank you for your question and your support. On the first question with respect to satellite viewing sites, yes, we are planning to set up at a minimum of 3, as many as 5 to 6 viewing sites on various places on campus that will accommodate, obviously, significant overflow where we will live stream and broadcast the event as well. So that's another part of what we're doing. The other thing that I want everyone to be cognizant of is we're also going to have the Attorney General on campus that afternoon. She will participate in the law school commencement exercises, which will take place at the Bird Gymnasium. So again, for security reasons, we are limited in terms of, you know, what we can do and the sites that we can use. An absolutely historic day for our campus, but certainly one that will have some compromise in terms of the logistics that we have to put together to ensure the safety of these 2 individuals.
Will there be tickets for the law school commencement as well, or is that a different setup?
Yeah, there will be tickets, and the law school is and the dean there managing that. As a different setup.
Okay, well, you mentioned you're going to make sure you release that information on Wednesday, and certainly we're going to make sure that we put that information out on the Daily Drum so that everyone who plans on attending, students as well as family members, have an idea of what's going to be happening this coming May. So, Roberta, thank you so much for your phone call. We are just getting started, Dr. Frederick. We've got a lot of stuff to get to. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. If you have a question or comment for Dr. Wayne Frederick, President of Howard University, now is the time to call. We certainly will be taking your phone calls after the 7:30 break, so please stay with us. Coming up, we're going to talk about what the president wants to hear from President Obama, what his message is for the class of 2016. New research facility, ribbon cutting just last week at Howard University. That's a really, really big deal. A lot of stuff going on right now. We'll talk about it all, so stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation in just a few seconds.